Denver, today, at CSU Spur Governor Polis and Colorado Department of Agriculture, CDA, Commissioner Kate Greenberg awarded $500,000 in grants to 7 projects that demonstrate the use and benefits of agrivoltaics, the simultaneous use of land for solar energy production and agriculture. These grants distributed by the Polis administration will provide funding to incorporate innovative technology that supports Colorado's producers to operate in the face of challenges created by climate change and prepare the next generation. Colorado's agriculture industry puts food on tables and helps drive our strong state economy. Agrivoltaics shows us how science and innovation can help Colorado's bedrock industries take advantage of solar power and will help our hardworking farmers and ranchers get ahead, said Governor Polis. These grants, funded through the bipartisan SB 23092, Agricultural Producers' Use of Agrivoltaics, sponsored by Senators Cleve Simpson and Chris Hansen, and Representatives Karen McCormick and Matt Soper, and funding from the governor's 2024 budget proposal provide support for producers to utilize agrivoltaics and other renewable energy projects. These grants show that agricultural production and energy development can partner to advance the Colorado we love. Our agency is committed to climate-resilient agricultural practices, and funding such as this is integral to implementing sustainable operations for farms and ranches, said Commissioner of Agriculture Kate Greenberg. We are grateful to be able to support the hard work of our colleagues and producers through agrivoltaic installations, data collection, partnership building, and research that informs how we can best grow food, fiber, and fuel into the future. The awardees include Namaste Solar, Weld County, will test converting a conventional solar array into an agrivoltaic system that supports grazing and growing crops. Colorado State University, Fort Collins, will study the economic trade-offs of agrivoltaics versus traditional cropping systems and conventional solar arrays. American Farmland Trust, statewide, will conduct a strategic outreach project to Colorado producers exploring benefits and obstacles to advancing agrivoltaics in the state. Colorado Cattlemen's Agricultural Land Trust, statewide, will research current barriers to incorporating agrivoltaics into conservation easements, and propose template language that could allow agrivoltaic development. Sandbox Solar, Fort Collins, will install new bifacial vertical panels on an existing demonstration site. Summit Sellers, Palisade, will compare soil moisture data under agrivoltaic panels and in a traditional vineyard. Longboard Power, Haxton, will test an agrivoltaic shelter belt on the edge of farm and capture soil, water, and energy production benefits. This fall, Governor Polis submitted his budget proposal to the General Assembly, which included $900,000 to support renewable energy solutions in agriculture. In December of this year, Governor Polis unveiled a first-of-its-kind climate preparedness roadmap, which outlines state actions to better prepare the state, including supporting agricultural producers, for the impacts of climate change. By growing food, fiber, and fuel and developing energy on the same parcel of land, Colorado can meet renewable energy goals while fostering a resilient agricultural system in Colorado. Through a comprehensive approach that includes technical assistance, grant funding, marketing assistance, advocacy, and partnerships, the state can maintain agricultural production while ensuring the sustainable use of water and soil resources. For more information, visit ag.colorado.gov/adcro.